se le vio caminando entre fusiles por una calle larga, salir al campo frío, aún con las estrellas de la madrugada. Mataron a Federico. Cuando la luz asomaba, el pelotón de verdugos no osó mirarle la cara. Todos cerraron los ojos, rezaron: ni Dios te salva. Muerto cayó Federico, sangre en la frente y plomo en las entrañas. Que fue en Granada el crimen, sabed, pobre Granada en su Granada.
The crime was in Granada. They killed Federico at the first light. The squad of executioners dared not look him in the face. All of them closed their eyes. They prayed, not even God save you. Federico fell dead, blood on the forehead and lead in the entrails. Know then that the crime was in Granada, poor Granada, in his Granada. Good evening and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to our concert that pays tribute to Federico García Lorca, who is probably the most important Spanish poet and playwright of the 20th century. This year we are observing the 70th anniversary of his senseless and brutal murder by the troops of Francisco Franco in Spain. He was born in 1898 in a small town a few miles from Granada, and spent his youth in this region of Andalusia in Spain, or perhaps I should say Andalucía in Spain. He attended the University of Granada as a student of law, but failed several courses, being distracted by his true interests, writing poetry, painting, playing piano, reading 19th century romantics, as well as Shakespeare and the classic dramas of Spain and Greece. García Lorca moved to Madrid in 1919, and made his new home in the Residencia de Estudiantes. Here he joined a generation of artists who would revolutionize Spanish culture. The painter Salvador Dalí lived there, as did filmmaker Luis Buñuel. So too, many of the young poets who would become members of the Generation of 27. In the 1920s, García Lorca published poetry. His plays were performed. He had an exhibition of his paintings in Barcelona, and he compiled the Canciones Populares Antiguas, or the ancient or old popular songs that we will be presenting on this program this evening. It was a time of García Lorca's greatest success. In the 1930s, García Lorca showed an increasing focus on social issues. He was apolitical, although when asked about his political affiliations, he would respond, "I am on the side of the poor." Unfortunately, the fascists in Spain were truly political. On August 18, 1936, at the beginning of the Spanish Civil War, Federico García Lorca was taken to an isolated spot not far from Granada, which in Arabic is now called the Spring of Tears. There, he was executed by the followers of Francisco Franco. To this day, no one knows where his body lies. García Lorca and the famous Spanish composer Manuel de Falla worked together in Madrid, organizing the first Cantejongo festival in 1922. They both agreed on the importance of taking the inspiration of popular song and guiding it toward the creation of a noble and distinctly Spanish art. Part of García Lorca's contribution to Spanish music is the collection of the ancient popular songs which we are about to present. They come primarily from Andalusia and form a new and unusual kind of Spanish folklore. Cantejongo, incidentally, refers to deep song, a dramatic Andalusian folk music based on ancient non-Spanish sources, including Arabic, Moorish, Egyptian, and Hebrew. It is a primitive musical system sung in Spain by Andalusian gypsies who combined indigenous Iberian sounds and words with their own musical imprints. imports to give deep song its wailing, obsessive use of one syllable sung to many notes, destroying ordinary metrical rhythm. Federico García Lorca would travel a large part of the Spanish countryside, always intent on listening to and saving the melodies that the mothers sang to put their youngsters to sleep. He once wrote, "A few years ago, wandering through the environs of Granada, I heard a woman of the town singing while putting her son to sleep. I had always been aware of the acute sadness of the lullabies of our own country, but never until then did I feel that truth so concretely. Upon approaching the singer in order to notate the song, I observed that she was a handsome Andalusian woman, happy and without the slightest trace of melancholy, but a living tradition was at work within her, and she was performing the piece faithfully, as if she were listening to the imperious old voices that raced through her blood. Since then, I have acquired lullabies from all parts of Spain. I wanted to know by what means the women of my country sang their children to sleep. And ultimately, I came to the impression that Spain uses her melodies to stain, or perhaps the translation should be to color, the very first dreams of her children." In 1931, García Lorca and La Argentinita, a famous popular singer and dancer, made a recording of 10 of the songs from his collection for his master's voice on 78 RPM records. However, the original score for this collection no longer exists. We know that García Lorca harmonized them in a simple folk style, but with exquisite and individual taste. The musical transcription used in our concerts have been made from the old recordings of private collectors. During the post-Civil War, Spanish Civil War, the original recordings made in 1911 disappeared from circulation. Franco's regime was attempting not only to destroy the poet, but all of his creative work as well. We begin with the song Andas Jaleo, or On with the Noise. This is a song which was later used by Spanish Civil War soldiers with somewhat altered lyrics in defiance of the fascists.